Hey, it's Taylor, and welcome back to Beyond Basketball, where we apply the deep game principles not only to basketball, but to your overall growth and development and your life as a whole. And so if you're into this type of material, make sure that you hit the link in the description where we have a special gift for you that I'll explain more about at the end of this clip. Enjoy.
The groundbreaking one for me, I discovered this. It's kind of an obvious, simple one, and I've kind of alluded to it throughout the week. But a very specific type of writing. When I did the solo retreat, I would spend like at least 90 minutes a day, often 3 hours plus a day doing this. And the type of writing I'm talking about is whatever emotional situation is most present for you. Like, let's say it's a breakup you're going through, for example, or a relationship issue. Or maybe it's just a memory in your mind that's nagging, or you just know there's some discord, particularly with somebody else. Because most of our emotional discomfort involves another person, right? The method is to sit down in writing, and I use laptop, but again, you can use notebook, whatever. The first step is to clearly in writing describe the sensation as clearly and accurately as you can that you're feeling. So let's say ex-girlfriend that you haven't, you know, resolved all of your emotion towards, and there's some anger. Maybe there's, you could write down, you know, I feel this anger in the pit of my stomach, and I feel shame and guilt, and I feel heartbreak and sadness. And you just very clearly, like, where are you feeling it in your body? Describe it in as much clarity as possible. Take, you know, 5 minutes or so. And as you write, that emotion should clarify within your body. So you're also feeling it somatically at the same time. Once that becomes really, really clear, begin to dialogue with that other person in writing. So write to them. And most often, like, I will say I've cleared things that had been long-term projects in meditation in a single sitting with writing. It's just so useful. One method, and there are several, and I would encourage you to like be really creative with it and see where it goes, but one method is just to write stream of consciousness to the person. And as you're writing, make sure that it feels true. So what you're writing down is the honest truth. If it's just if you find yourself writing something and it's kind of going sideways and it's like, that's not quite how I feel, then delete it and make sure it's all the truth. But otherwise, let it pour out. And in those situations, there's often this backlog of thoughts and words that we haven't expressed towards that person. That's all sort of tangled up in our emotional energy. So write what you want to say to them. Kind of clear the internal cue, so to speak. So that's one way. And as you're doing that, if it feels right to you, you can also dialogue back and forth with that person. So have them take their perspective, have them reply to you, and then reply back. So have the conversation that you wish you could have had in person. And this could be applied, again, not only to an ex-girlfriend, but it can be applied to a parent that you had some discord with. You know, it could be applied to your old coach, a friend who maybe you felt betrayed by. You know, it could be applied to something much more intense as well. And a sort of, not advanced, but an alternate way of going about this is that you write to the emotion specifically. So if it's not working necessarily with the person, you could write to the feeling that you're experiencing. So writing to your anger, what are you here to show me? What are you teaching me right now? Reply from the perspective of the anger itself. And you should get a really clear answer back, and then continue dialoguing. What are you here to show me? Why are you trying to show me that? How can I learn that lesson more deeply? Keep on going back and forth. And see where it takes you. Like, really allow yourself freedom to be creative with it. Maybe you dialogue with the emotion a little bit, and then you switch dialogue with the individual that the emotion's connected to. And then maybe you switch and you just write stream of consciousness style, like pouring out all the poisonous shit that you want to say to them. And you'll know you're getting it right when there's horrible stuff coming out. When it's just like, I hope I need to burn this document after. I hope nobody sees this. It's just like terrible stuff that you never say in real life. That's when you know you're really purging emotionally. And the first time I did this and I really got it right, it actually kind of freaked me out a little bit. I was like, whoa, that's inside me. I didn't even honestly know I had part of me that could say stuff like that. You know, I wouldn't even think about speaking in that way. That's the shadow that we're trying to integrate. So dialogue back and forth, be creative with it. For me, there's always this very particular tipping point. I'll be writing, and it'll feel like, you know, it's moving, it's shifting, but it's not releasing, And I'll keep going, keep trying different ways of angles of getting in on it. And then every time I'll say something in a particular way and it'll click. It's like the spark that just becomes a flame and it just burns down. And for me, it always releases so far as laughter. Like every single time I just burst out laughing. And it's this catharsis of energy that just comes out in laughter. And then I continue writing and the writing changes tone. It's not so venomous and like angry, but it's more reconciliary. It's like, oh man, I'm so sorry I spoke to you that way. Like, please forgive me. I understand where you were coming from. And you're closing the conversation well and bring it to a point where you feel clear and comfortable. And then the final piece, this is the turquoise level and like full integration. It's really, in the beginning, there might be some resistance to it, but this is where it gets really powerful, is actually identifying with the other. So turquoise level, the person that I'm writing with or the feeling I'm writing with is actually me. It's me teaching me about me. And really see if you can identify with it fully, like recognize that fully. So she is me coming into my life to teach me about me. I am her. See if you can step into that, even just a little bit. So the steps are describe, dialogue, and then identify. And what was happening to me on that retreat is I would tackle one thing, like slay one Buddha, so to speak. And then immediately I would get these sorts of thoughts and emotions. Maybe often I would have a dream about the next situation in line. And it was like a queue, like a lineup of old emotional experiences. And each day I would just write one at a time to the next, to the next, to the next. And it cleared out so much space emotionally. Like I can't even tell you what 2, 3, 4 weeks of doing this twice a day for 90 minutes, what that felt like. It was unbelievably freeing. You know, I'm starting to even imagine what it would be like to go off and on retreat for like 3 months and practice, you know, 3 times a day, and then in between do these writing sessions and the clarity and freedom that would come from that. You know, cold if you decide to go to Alaska by yourself. You just like go berserker mode on the writing. Yeah, just like, yeah, just take a jackhammer to all this crusty old crap that's in there. It's so freeing because we've all got it. Yeah, we've all got old like emotional plaque and built up crud in there, and the writing just lights it on fire. And I'll say it, these writing sessions can take a bit of time, like, you know, 45 minutes, even 90 minutes for old stuff. Maybe you have to come back and revisit it again. I've found a lot of success in single sessions as long as I stay in it and stay in it and stay in it. There was a old relationship that I had no like emotion, positive emotional connection with, but there was just all this like built up residue from like over a year ago. And I hadn't addressed it just because I couldn't be bothered. I was like, I didn't care about that one. Like, why do I have to do this? And finally I sat down and was like, fine, I'll address it. And it took like 3 hours. But when I finally did it, I was like, oh my God, thank you. Like it had just been stuck in my body the whole time, but just sitting down once cleared it. And the freedom on the other side of that is incredible. So we've got physical discomfort, we've got trigger practice throughout daily life, of course, formal meditation, inner dissolving, and we have writing. As well, of course, the obvious one is just staying connected throughout the day. How am I feeling and allowing emotions to pass? I think that pretty much covers it. This is like the fundamentals. I don't think it's anything any of us didn't know, but go ahead.
So do you write to yourself and then randomly just switch dialogue to writing to them, or like, that's what I'm a little confused about.
So one way is to write directly to the emotion and dialogue with the emotion. Fear, what are you teaching me? What are you? The other one is to dialogue with the person. So you write, let's say, a question or even just a statement like, I fucking hate you, you know, to like an old girlfriend. That's like a strong opener, you know? Or like, I can't believe you said that to me and did that to me. Like, why did you do that? And then she responds. And she responds, and then you respond back, and you have a conversation in writing. Because has anybody like been in the shower having a conversation with a person that's not there?
Yeah. Bro, you always think of the best.
Think of the best in the shower, bro. Bro, I would have said that to the dude, bro. At the court, I would have shut the wreck down.
I always argue with my dad about why, like, he always tries to tell me I should eat dairy, and I always argue in my head with my dad, like, you know, like, you don't.
Yeah. That's this process trying to happen, like the emotional energy is trying to release, and it's processing in like tiny, tiny bits and pieces, but it's not efficient. So the writing just cuts straight to the chase, you know? And when I said that, it wasn't even a joke. Like the I hate you is a, like that's the tone often that this stuff can take. But that's what's in our mind anyway, and we want to clear that out. Better out than in. Of course, don't send it to them. Like, that should go without saying, right? This is just for us. But it doesn't matter if they know. Like, our internal system isn't going to differentiate. All it needs to do is express what's in there. And then the relationship. And I've seen this practice in a very real way change the external reality. Like as soon as I clear something, my relationship to that person in real life changes for the positive.
Hey, it's Taylor. If you enjoy this type of beyond basketball material, then I'd like to share something with you. So for the last few months, I've been writing a daily email newsletter for a small group of our Deep Game students who are interested in applying these principles beyond basketball to life as a whole. So we discuss things like finding your path in life, your purpose, even advanced meditation and spiritual practice, love and relationships, building modern businesses, and generally speaking, the path to self-mastery. And so if you'd like to join that email list, then there's a link in the description and you'll be able to sign up for that list. And not only that, but when you sign up, I'll give you a 90-minute talk from our Deep Game retreat last summer where I shared for the first time ever the 9th law of the Deep Game. This is some of my favorite material that I've ever released. And if you like this type of talk, then you're really, really going to love what you see in these daily emails and, of course, in the 9th law session. So head over to the link in the description and I will see you over there.